Page 31, Task 2, Discussion.
Consumerism is a global problem. It's often been on my mind since my children were born. There have been conspicuous changes in the way we live since we entered consumer society slowly but surely. I can't help being afraid of its consequences.
What do you mean?
I mean, I want my children to be contented having a healthy personality and setting worthy goals in their lives.
Don't be so serious. It isn't so tragic. We just simply have to raise their awareness of what and how to choose regardless of advertisements and commercials.
How can you say that? You can't turn a blind eye to the current situation. I'm dead against the idea that shoppers are so obsessed with buying their brand new iPhone that they're ready to queue up all night long outside a store. Does it represent real value in society?
I partly agree with you, but it isn't strictly true for everyone. Every coin has two sides. Make no mistake, there is a positive side to consumerism, too.
But there are far too many negative things about it.
You know, due to commercials, we're always up to date about the latest trends and developments of products, which is indispensable to know what's going on. Advertising is a spur to faster development, both technologically and educationally.
Okay, right idea, wrong approach. But still, we should change somehow.
We have no alternative but discovering what gives us well-being and happiness. Think over what matters to you and how you want to live your life. As for me, classic values such as family and relationships are unquestionable.
I'm with you. And we also need to tackle environmental issues to save our planet, so common awareness is a must.
Now, it seems obvious that the most viable option for changing the direction is saving real values in our families and getting our children to learn them.
That's the point. I can't agree more.